Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where we had a chance recently to catch up with Rich Gannon. In 1987, he was drafted out of Delaware by the Patriots, but rather than switch positions, went elsewhere to play quarterback for 17 seasons in the NFL. And now in his role as a commentator for CBS, as well as Sirius NFL Radio, he's developed a tremendous respect for the Patriots organization.
I think it's really hard to have consistency and stability in this profession. It's a very volatile profession anymore. We fire coaches after a year. We get rid of quarterbacks. We fire coordinators. You know, we sell football teams. I mean, it's been a changing environment across the landscape of the National Football League. And I think I marvel at what Mr. Kraft and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the rest of those guys up in New England have been able to accomplish. I mean, to be able to dominate the landscape of really the National Football League for the last 15 years, especially in the AFC and especially in the AFC East, is incredible. And you know, I know how hard it is to make a first down in this business, let alone to win football games, but to win at the rate that they have done up there is impressive. And I'm always curious as to why more teams don't look to see how they go about doing their business. And the one thing that they've done a great job of is they've created a lot of continuity and consistency around the quarterback. Not, you know, the players come and go, you know, coaches come and go, but there's some consistency around Tom Brady. You know, Charlie Weiss left. And when Charlie left, they promoted Josh McDaniels. When Josh leaves, they promote Bill O'Brien. When Bill O'Brien get ready to leave, they bring back Josh. So the system has never changed. It's continued to evolve and grow and develop, but it hasn't changed. And to me, that's the brilliance, I think, of Bill Belichick. He's going to promote from within because he's not going to bring in somebody outside the building who doesn't know their players, their system, their organizational, you know, in terms of how they go about their business. And they don't want the change around Tom Brady. I think that's a big reason why Tom has had a Hall of Fame career.
An amazing thing for me about Tom is the consistent success with different generations of players. I'm not going to ask you to rank him first, second, third, wherever his place is in history. But when you look at the decade and a half that he's enjoyed in the NFL, what stands out to you about his ability to win with different types of teams, really playing a different style of quarterback in some respects early in his career as opposed to late in his career?
Well, I think he's a master of his domain. I think he knows that offense like the back of his hand. I think he's kind of a coach on the field. I think he does a great job when you bring in a Brandon LaFell or some younger players and getting them up to speed and coaching them up. And not only that, but I think being very demanding of his teammates. And not enough players in this league at that position are willing to do that. And I think, you know, Tom is one of those guys that's willing to do it. I think Peyton Manning is willing to do it. Drew Brees is willing to do it. And these are some of the best in our profession. And I think these young players need to look at, you know, what makes Tom Brady so unique, so special? Well, I think it's his toughness, his durability. He doesn't miss starts. He plays at a high level. But it's also his ability to command a room. And I think that that's something I've always admired from afar in terms of Tom Brady and the way he goes about his business.
Is that something you're born with? Or as a former quarterback yourself who had those leadership qualities, led a team to the Super Bowl, had a long career, successful career, is that something you develop over time?
You know, it's a great question, and it's funny because I've had this conversation with a lot of head coaches. In fact, Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, he and I had this discussion a long time ago, and he and I are both on the same page. I don't think you can create that. I think that if you weren't the leader in Pop Warner, and you weren't the leader in high school, and you weren't the leader at the University of Michigan, and you weren't that guy that can accept responsibility when things don't go well and deflect a lot of the attention away from yourself when things do go well, if you're not comfortable being that guy, I don't know that you're all of a sudden going to figure it out once you get to the NFL. And we have a lot of quarterbacks. I shouldn't say a lot, but we've got a number of quarterbacks that are in this league that don't want that responsibility, don't want that role, don't want to be in that position. And that is, when you have that situation in your building, you have a problem. And the Patriots, quite frankly, are spoiled to have Tom Brady. Let me just say that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.